We knew the economy was going to turn at some point, but you never really can be prepared for timing or speed of change.
I hope this cycle we're in doesn't take us back to the days of regulatory purgatory, where everything we did had consequences.
As the world continues to change, we have found out we need to be even more nimble as we move forward.
By requiring things like business continuity planning and pandemic plans, we need to think proactively about what we need to do in the future.
We better grab our helmets and start getting prepared today.
Banking is a risk business, but in today's environment, we are being faced with uncertain times. Financial institutions have always had partners who could help evaluate, address, and mitigate risk, but today they need to lean on those partners more than ever. Welcome to Bank on Whitfleet. Each episode will feature discussions around industry issues, hot topics, and current trends, giving you an insider's look at how top performers and professionals are staying ahead of the curve. All right, let's get into today's conversation.
Hello, thank you for listening to our podcast. Like our clients, Whitfleet is evolving. Through our work, we are keenly aware of the market shifts and the volatility facing community financial institutions today. In this podcast, we are presenting ideas and highlighting industry options and trends. Today's topic is how banks use interest rate swaps. I have the pleasure of speaking with Zoya Gargiulo, a recognized expert in her field. Zoya is a principal at Mohanty Gargiulo, an independent firm dedicated to being a trusted advisor to clients in swaps, hedging, and derivatives. Zoya, thank you for joining us today. Please tell us more about yourself and your firm.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you for having me. My name is Zoya Gargiulo. I'm a partner at Mohanty Gargiulo LLC. As you mentioned, we are an independent advisory firm focusing on derivatives and structured products. We advise our clients on interest rate risk management solutions, which includes interest rate hedging, establishing swaps, and risk management programs. We are completely independent from swap dealers and vendors, and our goal is to provide objective, unbiased, and informed advice to our client. Myself and the other partner of the firm have over 20 years of experience each in derivatives and structured products, including managing desks at major swap dealers and offering interest rate risk management solutions to borrowers, financial institutions, and investors. At the very inception of the firm, our goal was to bring to our clients the best practices from each of the client base that we've covered, along with our derivatives and capital market expertise.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for the overview, Zoya. I know I've had the pleasure of working with you for many years and understand the deep expertise you do bring your clients. You know, Zoya, interest rate swaps are nothing new. And we know for some banks, they are a widely used tool to manage interest rate risk. Can you provide us a picture of how banks and your financial institution clients are using them?
As you mentioned, Robert, interest rate swaps are nothing new. They've been around since the 1980s, and they're widely used tool to manage interest rate risk and provide financial solutions. Banks and financial institutions use them to expand product offerings or on a balance sheet level to manage their assets and liabilities. For community and regional banks, the swap can offer competitive advantage as they can expand the lending solutions that are being offered to clients. Which is, of course, important given the current low-rate environment and competition for assets. Swaps as part of the lending solutions also offer additional revenues. And finally, in addition to the client-facing use, swaps can be used internally by an institution to manage the balance sheet, often resulting in lower cost of funds, but to manage duration of assets and liabilities.
Well, thank you for that overview, Zoya. I know some of our listeners may be asking, what is an interest rate swap?
Interest rate swap is a contract between two parties to exchange periodic interest payments over a predetermined period of time. Most typical type of interest rate swap is exchanging fixed and floating payments, where one party takes a floating rate, for example, 1 month LIBOR, the other party pays a fixed rate that is established at the beginning of the contract and stays the same throughout the life of the contract. This is probably the most often used structure on the market, the fixed floating swap.
So Zoya, when we talk about swaps, how in particular do you see financial institution clients and banks using them?
So financial institutions and banks, again, as I mentioned, they could use swaps in a couple of different ways. The first way is what I would call client-facing, and the most common use of swaps in that context is what is often referred to as synthetic fixed structure. As you know, clients often look for long-term financing at fixed rate, while banks generally prefer to offer floating rate loans. And an interest rate swap can help bridge the gap. So the bank can offer a floating rate loan paired with an interest rate swap between the borrower and the bank. And under the swap, the borrower pays a fixed rate and receives a floating rate, which effectively offset the floating payments on the loan. So net-net, borrower ends up with a fixed payment, which is equal to the fixed rate on the swap. And that's why the structure is referred to as synthetic fixed. Even if the borrower can find a fixed rate loan, it's possible that a synthetic fixed structure results in a lower rate. And even though swaps involve some risk, the borrower may elect that synthetic fixed structure. So essentially what the swap does, it allows the borrower and the bank to separate the funding from the fixed floating decisions and crystallize which market offers the lowest cost of funds. It provides really flexibility, and that's why it could make the bank more competitive.
Great. I think that provides a good picture for our listeners. Let's go back to the details of the swap, Zoya. The borrower pays fixed and the bank pays floating on the swap. The bank receives the floating rate on the loan. Doesn't that leave the bank with a fixed payment effectively a fixed rate asset, but the bank wants a floating rate asset? Can you walk us through that?
What banks do is they utilize what's called the back-to-back swaps and structure. So essentially when the bank enters into a client swap where it receives fixed and pays floating, it simultaneously enters into an offsetting swap with a swap dealer counterparty, which is a counterparty that is established as part of the swap program. And under that swap, the bank pays fixed and receives floating. So net-net, effectively, the bank's exposure is hedged. It receives fixed, pays fixed, and receives floating and pays floating to the client. What is important to understand is the fixed rate that the bank would receive from the client is different than the fixed rate that the bank pays to its swap counterparty. The swap counterparty would want to receive a rate that is basically based on market rates of the swap, the hedging cost and credit cost of the bank. And then the bank itself would mark up the swap to include its own credit charges, regulatory charges, profitability. So the difference between the two swap rates is effectively the fee that the bank would be earning on the swap. But essentially, because now the swap exposure is hedged, the bank ends up with a net floating asset, which is the loan.
Thank you for explaining that. We're looking, at that point at the micro level of how it actually interfaces. Many of our listeners may already have these type of programs in place. Other listeners may be new or just beginning to think about it. As you mentioned, Zoya, in this current rate environment, we need to have many tools in our toolbox to help us with profitability and to help us really face client need. So that kind of brings us to a discussion, and I know you love these type of discussions because it's often what you're doing with your clients and what we see our financial institutions doing when they consider looking at utilizing a program like this. What do our listeners need to consider when looking at utilizing an interest rate swap or in starting a program?
So the first step is to understand about the benefits and the risks involved in the interest rate swap and establishing the program. And that's also part of the process of bringing senior management on board through gain education and understanding of what is involved. As we mentioned already, interest rate swaps offer the benefits of expanding the lending solution, diversification of fees, flexibility in managing the balance sheet, but it also involves risks, and understanding those and how they can be managed is key. For example, on the client interfacing side, reputational risk and how you manage that risk, which goes into how the bank is going to be educating its clients in relation to interest rate swap products and the risks that are involved. So the bank is comfortable that the client understands well the transaction, and perhaps establishing certain appropriateness parameters around the interfacing with the client. From the internal perspective, swaps entail additional credit risk exposure to clients, but also when the bank faces a swap counterparty to back-to-back its swaps, the bank itself is exposed to certain risks like mark-to-market risk, termination risk, potential collateral posting, that may be factored into the in the terms of the documentation, the swap between the bank and the counterparty. So understanding those and also establishing plan and risk management program as to how you're going to monitor and manage those risks is really the first important step. So that senior management is really comfortable with the program to begin with.
Sounds like really adopting, like you said, a disciplined approach to a capital markets program is key.
And then I would just add that you actually would start checking all the boxes where, you know, you have to go through product offering, you have to go through your operations, market risk, regulatory compliance, accounting, and all aspects of the business.
Well, it definitely is something to consider. I know that your firm and others like your firm do help financial institutions who are interested in pursuing or perhaps augmenting their approach to the use of swaps and derivatives. Can you give us a little insight on how that works?
Sure. Again, the swap expertise is specialized. I think it's helpful to bring in specialists that can provide experience in establishing the swap program, which is essentially expanding the core business of the banks. One thing that we believe it's important is to have independent advisor, somebody who is independent of potential swap counterparties, independent of vendors, who can really help the bank decide what parts are better performed in-house, what parts are better outsourced, can evaluate the vendors, select the most cost-effective aggregate solution. Banks can go for a package solution, but a lot of time kind of splitting the components and picking the best may result, may be more cost-effective and also result in a better program. And finally, kind of independently monitoring the program, the risks the performance of different vendors. Our firm, our approach is really holistic, and we think of ourselves as an extension of the bank staff, as somebody who works for the bank, and we are tasked to set up what is essentially a new business, a new product within the bank, ensuring a really seamless interaction between the bank and any vendors, and most importantly, really sound risk management practices for the bank.
And Zoya, you would help a client, or firms like you would help a client, whether they're talking about that client-facing view of how they help their clients with the lending product, but also if they're looking at internally managing the balance sheet, both of those views are something you consider?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they could be related, or it could be one or the other. And I probably should mention one important part, especially for the client-facing type of swap program, the client-facing side rather. It's really the education of relationship management, the managers, so they could understand the product, they can effectively interact with the bank's clients when they discuss interest rate swaps as part of the lending solutions that they're offering.
I think you bring up an excellent point. When we are looking at this type of program in a bank or financial institution, we want to think of educating the frontline individuals, those who manage the relationships, as you said, as well as internally, who is going to be the primary financial analyst, and certainly the risk component, as you mentioned. So I think that's a very holistic approach. Zoya, thank you for sharing that with us. Perhaps on a final note, any bank, of course, should seek legal counsel before beginning any derivative or capital markets program. Also, we recommend that the bank seek, of course, appropriate dialogue with their regulatory agency. And then, Zoya, as you mentioned, weighing any reporting or accounting implications is key. I think you mentioned, Zoya, that there are certain accounting functions that need to be considered as well, correct?
That is correct. Accounting for derivative products, as you mentioned, regulatory requirements, legal. It is really, again, it's a project that would touch most areas of the banks, and part of the task of an independent advisor is to ensure that all the boxes are checked and all the departments are well coordinated. And most importantly, that the executive management has a clear picture of the project and what is going on, and periodic risk reports related to the program.
Wonderful. Well, Zoya, thank you so much for being on today's podcast and sharing this potentially important tool for our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And to our listeners, thank you for allowing us to share some ideas with you. As always, reach out with any questions or comments. We look forward to hearing from you and, of course, having you listen to our next Thought Leadership podcast.
You've been listening to Bank On Witfully. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and tune into the next episode as we feature insights from other leaders in the financial industry and even more ways you can stay ahead of the curve.